local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And it's time for hour number two. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. We are informative, we are local, and we are dependable. We've got Joe, at least as good of condition as we're going to have him in for the next couple days. Joe, if just in case you haven't heard Joe speak this afternoon, Joe, why don't you speak now and let people know what's up?
Hi.
Yeah, that's about all we needed to hear from Joe to understand what the problem is. A little bit nasally.
Yes. You know, listen, if you've been listening to this program for any length of time over the last year and a half or so, I can get sick somewhat frequently.
Yes.
Having a one-year-old germ factory certainly does not minimize those chances. But I have had a lot of bouts over the years with coughing ailments and drainage and things like that. I have never had a spell until today where I have coughed so hard and so much that my joints in my arms and like my back and shoulders like actually like go numb and have this sharp pain. So I don't know if that says that I'm just coughing too much or if there is something else very wrong apart from the cough or not. So it's been kind of an uncomfortable time first day back in the office. Most people will get sick and then take time off. Oh, no.
Right.
I like to do the opposite where, you know, last day or two before I return is when I like to, you know, bring it back and get sick. So here I am because all of my vacation time and PTO time is gone now. So I could be on my deathbed tomorrow, but I'll still be here.
Yes.
He was
brought within an inch of his life just a few hours ago, and he's still
That's right.
here. Quite
I'm
a
still
trooper.
Here. Yes.
Yeah.
Man of the people and company man.
Yes. And this shows your vulnerability, and people are in touch, you know, with a man who has a sensitive side.
So that's right.
That's good. All righty. Getting right into our top three stories. Hurricane Beryl continues to move quickly on a west/northwestward path across the Caribbean. As of the latest update, the National Hurricane Center in Miami said that Beryl remains at Cat 5 strength with 160-mile-an-hour winds.
Usually the strongest hurricanes occur much later in the season after the water conditions are a lot warmer and the vertical wind shear has lessened. However, things are really well ahead of schedule for this hurricane season, and you know we're already starting to see those stronger hurricanes earlier than we've ever seen them.
The storm is expected to bring life-threatening winds and storm surge to Jamaica on Wednesday before approaching the Cayman Islands on Thursday and the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico on Thursday night.
Yeah, also, the White House is trying to ease concerns over President Biden's ability or lack thereof to serve as president following his debate performance. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre conceded that Biden did not have a great night during the debate against Donald Trump.
The president had a cold. He had a hoarse voice. You all heard it. That's why you reached out. But I will say this, and the president said this over the past couple of days, certainly right after the debate. He knows how to do the job.
So 2 weeks ago, it was deep fake videos.
Right.
Being the reason why. And now it is, well, he had a cold. I'll be honest with you. I did not watch the debate. I did see snippets of it. And my first reaction when I looked at bumbling and fumbling was not, the poor guy's got a cold. That wasn't it. Now, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're like, oh, okay. That's a cold right there.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Well, when he first started, because, I mean, I was in the studio when we broadcasted the debate, and I was watching it live, had no other choice. I was being paid to do it. And when we were doing it, I was like, I did notice his voice was coarse, and it sounded like he needed to clear his throat, but he didn't want to take the moment to do it. So that's what I think the cold thing is coming from, but that doesn't explain, yes, the tripping over words, the complete loss of train of thought earlier. It doesn't explain away any of that, obviously. And thirdly here, former President Trump's hush money sentencing is being postponed until September. Trump's lawyers had asked a judge in the case for the delay after the Supreme Court issued a ruling about presidential immunity yesterday. The court ruled that Trump has partial immunity from prosecution. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg said earlier today that he was open to the delay. Just past 5:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Still got some backups on Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. And we've got similar backups developing on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Burgess. Then it's going to be North Davis Highway traveling northbound passing Creighton Road and approaching I-10. And still got some minor issues on Highway 90 or Caroline Street if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard approaching the Glover Lane area. The last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway. That's if you're traveling westbound through Wind Haven Beach and then further westbound approaching Highway 87.
Overnight, mostly clear, and a shower or a thunderstorm may pop up, especially as we head toward Wednesday morning. Pretty good chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms during the first half of the day on Wednesday. And it will be warm and humid, highs upper 80s to low 90s. The 4th of July will be hot with just a 40% chance for a pop-up shower or storm. High temps on the 4th could be up in the mid-90s, and we're looking at those heat index values to be way up in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Yeah, he said triple digits, way happier than he should have. Moving on to some local headlines very quickly here. Two teens now charged for the fatal shooting of a 17-year-old girl in the Montclair community in early June. 16-year-old Glenn James III is charged with homicide, negligent manslaughter, as well as tampering with evidence. 18-year-old Michael Fulater is charged with accessory after the fact to manslaughter and destruction of evidence. He was released from jail on $50,000 bond. 17-year-old Kyan Thompson was shot in the head while lying on a mattress on June 3rd at a home on Montclair Road, and deputies found four rounds from a .38 special next to the mattress.
Also, another shooting from the weekend. Scambia deputies say they've identified one of the suspects who opened fire on each other during a four-year-old's birthday party. It happened at the Dreamland Skate Center.
And two adults can't get along, and both of them retrieve guns. Both of them start shooting at each other. Originally, we're evaluating it, see if maybe it's a stand your ground type thing on one or the other. But right now, we have one identified, and we think we know who the other one is. But we want to make sure we do it before we put these warrants out.
Yeah, so it started inside the facility and then spilled out to the parking lot where both of them apparently got their guns and exchanged fire. Thankfully, no injuries.
Yeah. We touched on that yesterday a little bit. That's just ridiculous. Three new housing developments are being approved in Escambia County. According to the PNJ, the county's Development Review Committee approved the plans for developments in Cantonment and both northwest and southwest Pensacola. In total, the three developments will bring around 332 homes to the area. Enclave at Bella Terra will bring 58 single-family homes off of Highway 29 in Cantonment. Eagle Point will be located near Klondike Road and Wild Lake Boulevard and feature 145 single-family homes. And meanwhile, we also have 129 more making up Skyhawk Landing near South Loop Road.
Oh, very good. Tomorrow, Career Source Escarosa is hosting a career fair that's specifically geared towards our military community.
We go out in the community and we find employers that would like to participate, mm-hmm. with the understanding that, you know, veterans, military spouses, and transitioning service members are going to be in attendance. They might not be work ready just yet, however, right. They still have a lot to offer.
That's Elizabeth Marino. She says that the fair is open to all military, veterans, spouses, and dependents. It's happening from 10 to 2 at the Santa Rosa County Auditorium on Spikes Way in Milton. And as many as 30 employers or a bit more than that are expected to be on hand. So good news there if you're a veteran or a military spouse, dependent, and looking for a job there.
Yeah, absolutely.
520, we'll take a break there. State National News next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Did you know that the golden rule given to us in Scripture is given in the context of prayer? Matthew chapter 7, verse number 12 gives us the golden rule. The Bible there says, "Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them." Just previous to this verse in Matthew 7 are instructions that we are to ask, seek, and knock through prayer, and the Lord will provide good things. So understanding that the golden rule is given in the context of prayer, the question is, do you pray for others like you would want them to pray for you? Are you in a situation where you need God to provide for you in a huge way? I suggest that you not only ask, seek, and knock for your needs, but that you ask, seek, and knock for the needs of others, and then marvel at how God not only meets their needs, but yours as well.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. At Avalon HR, they understand these complications and have your back. Join them tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as they guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join them tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Like sports, music, computers, or animals?
So do children who are awaiting adoption.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support throughout the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Still congestion in several areas, but the areas that we typically see them in, not really too surprising. Starting with Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Burgess as well. Got some backups in both of those areas. Same with Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and North Davis Highway traveling northbound just past Creighton Road approaching the I-10 area. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Last major spot is still on Caroline Street or Highway 90. That's if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard, just in front of PSC and approaching the Glover Lane area.
Mostly clear skies overnight with warm weather and lows in the upper 70s to low 80s along the coast. There is a chance for an overnight shower or a thunderstorm. In fact, during the day Wednesday, pretty good chance for some early rain during the first half of the day, morning hours. Look for showers and thunderstorms to move through and then move out by the afternoon. High temps, though, will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. And as we head through the 4th of July holiday, well, on the 4th, we've got a 40% chance for just a pop-up shower or storm, and it's going to be hot. We might see some highs rising up into the mid-90s, and it'll feel like it's in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All righty. Let's see. Getting into some state headlines here. There's a new scam targeting Floridians who are trying to harden their homes against future storms. Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis issued a warning for residents earlier this week about misleading flyers claiming to be a part of the My Safe Florida Home program. The advertisements are promoting free roofs and windows. Patronis says that several bad actors have tricked homeowners into signing up for a fake program and leaving them on the hook for the full cost of repairs.
The recent death of a Florida teen during a possible lightning strike is prompting warnings from the National Lightning Safety Council. They say as soon as you hear thunder, you are at risk and need to get inside right away. There is no place safe outdoors, and that most fatalities occur near water, including when you're on the beach or out fishing or boating.
And a state panel trying to determine what an abortion amendment would cost. The Financial Impact Estimating Conference met yesterday in Tallahassee to discuss Amendment 4. That's the proposed referendum on November's ballot that would allow abortions until fetal viability. The conference members spent over 5 hours discussing potential costs if the amendment passes. A lawyer for a group that opposes the amendment says passage would lead to several lawsuits over the amendment's language. He says terms such as health care provider, health of the mother, and viability are all undefined and would be litigated endlessly.
In national news, Biden campaign officials are trying to reassure top donors after the fallout over the president's debate performance.
Everyone thinks that it's really easy to just, you know, listen to what the media is saying, and it's just all of a sudden, you know, Biden just decides he's not going to run, and we can just create a whole new scenario with someone else that we get behind.
There was a Zoom call yesterday with mega donors. DNC Finance Director Chris Corgi says everybody needs to breathe through the nose and take a deep breath. I unfortunately can't right now.
Yeah, you're forced to see the truth.
Yes.
You know, I'm just going to say this real quick because we do have time to. This whole thing about what these campaign officials are saying in that audio clip there, it basically confirms what I already kind of figured, and it's that Democrats are scared to push like a new candidate so close to the election cycle. I will say, though, it's like I think a lot of people, if they are Democrat or if they're just anti-Trump, I think if you just grab someone who is more cognitively aware and decently younger, such as like a Gavin Newsom or something, and promote him, I think you're already going to have the support that you have with Biden, plus then some. Because Biden's main concern is his cognitive ability.
Right.
So
well,
you remove that.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's
think
a pickle that they're in for sure.
The problem is like, because I don't think they would want the vice president.
Right.
I think Newsom is probably too left-leaning. That's just my, you know, chair here.
He's pretty far left, yeah.
So who is would be like kind of a guy that could rally around and target independence in that short of time? I don't know. But, I mean, like he's got the delegate count, so the only way
he would have to surrender.
He would have to step aside. And
his family.
Everyone's like, no, he's not doing it. By the way, one of the videos that I saw after the debate was, did you see like in the aftermath there, how as Trump was walking off the stage, I know the U.S. Olympic trials were going on at the same time, so maybe I'm just used to seeing things happen very quickly and athletically. Did you see how fast Jill Biden got on stage to hold the president's hand and escort him off?
I did hear about that escorting, yes. I did hear about that.
Because, I mean, God forbid, nobody comes to him and he just stands there as the lights are fading to black and they sign off the air.
Yeah, we're just seeing too much of the grabbing the wrist, grabbing
the
hand.
It was a cold, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I had to guide Joe to his chair earlier.
That's
and
right.
When I say Joe, I'm talking Joe Ford. Yeah, it's quite an epidemic.
I'm John Saucier, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre answering questions about calls for President Biden to step aside after his debate performance on CNN last week. She says he knows how to do the job and his record proves it.
For 3.5 years, almost 4 years, the president's record has been unprecedented, delivering for the American people. Another thing that he said that I would add is he knows right from wrong. He knows how to tell the truth.
Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. tells Fox he believes there's only one way to calm the concerns of Americans who watched that debate.
Do a lot of interviews, a lot of unscripted debates, down halls.
places where we're not insiders, but the public can actually make their own assessment of the president and his cognitive capacity.
The judge in Donald Trump's New York criminal hush money case has moved the sentencing date to September. It was originally scheduled for next week. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Shares of Neurosense Therapeutics stock rose 6.5% this morning as analysts hailed data from the biotech's late-stage trial of a treatment for the fatal disease ALS. The 12-month data released on Monday shows a statistically significant slowdown in functional deterioration and improved survival rates in patients with ALS treated with Neurosense's Prime C, which is a fixed-dose combo of two FDA-approved drugs. Everpass Media, the joint venture between the NFL and Redbird Capital Partners that owns the commercial rights to Sunday Ticket, is getting into the business of streaming live sports at bars and restaurants. Everpass acquired Upshow, a marketing platform that allows live sports to be streamed at commercial establishments. U.S. stocks finished today's session higher. The Dow Jones Industrial gained 162 points, and the NASDAQ Composite had a two-day record up 149 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with an Odyssey Sports Minute, sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find the store at metalsupermarkets.com. Tyreek Hill said he's looking for a new contract. He's currently signed through the 2026 season, but has no more guaranteed money left on his deal after this year. Even though Hill is more valuable to the Dolphins than Tua, Miami needs to get their QB's contract done first before getting another deal done with Tyreek. My guess is that Tua gets his money next offseason, and Tyreek will shortly follow after that. I'm Zach Gelb.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And all it takes is a few clicks. We make buying metal online easy, so you can spend less time shopping and more time getting things done. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Place an order online today at metalsupermarkets.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Stop by their Pensacola showroom to see their products in action. Hobbies could be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that was fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow at 10 as Emerald Coast Coins will be on the Pensacola Expert Panel. For years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. That's a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. All righty, let's see. Looking at what we got here. Okay, Duran, that's enough for you. I thought I turned you down enough. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. We do have some backups there still. Same with Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Burgess as well. Then it's going to be North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. So essentially the same spots in Pensacola that have been giving us issues. Also, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And to finish it on a wholesome note, we do have we had a lot of those issues on Highway 90 if you were traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard, approaching Glover Lane. But just about all that congestion has seemingly cleared up.
Overnight, mostly clear, and a shower or a thunderstorm may pop up, especially as we head toward Wednesday morning. Pretty good chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms during the first half of the day on Wednesday, and it will be warm and humid, highs upper 80s to low 90s. The 4th of July will be hot with just a 40% chance for a pop-up shower or storm. High temps on the 4th could be up in the mid-90s, and we're looking at those heat index values to be way up in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All righty. So when we left off, we had kind of gotten off on a tangent with the whole Biden situation. So moving on with a few more national headlines very quickly here. Dozens of people are injured after a plane encountered several severe turbulence over the Atlantic Ocean, sending one passenger flying into an overhead bin. The Air Europa flight from Spain to Uruguay was forced to make an emergency landing in Brazil on Monday. The Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner, which was carrying more than 300 passengers, landed safely in Brazil.
July 1st introduced a whole host of new laws around the country.
Rules about guns, public higher education, and even pets took effect on July 1st in Virginia. Lucia's law will make it a felony for a parent or guardian if a child gets a hold of a firearm after they've been notified they pose a threat to themselves or others. Also, public higher education institutes will no longer be allowed to give preferential treatment in admissions because of legacy status. In other school news, American Sign Language will count as a foreign language credit in Mississippi high schools. In Indiana, a law lifting a ban on happy hours at bars takes effect. And in Florida, it's now legal to shoot and kill bears in self-defense. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And prosecutors in Massachusetts say that they plan to retry Karen Reed for murder after a mistrial was declared yesterday. She's accused of killing her Boston cop boyfriend John O'Keefe with her SUV and leaving him to die in a snowstorm. The defense said that she was being framed by corrupt cops. Norfolk County District Attorney Michael Morrissey issued a statement reaffirming his commitment to the case after the mistrial was ordered. Meanwhile, a state trooper who's accused of manipulating evidence in the case and sending vulgar texts about Reed was relieved of duty on Monday.
And a good day on Wall Street today. Holiday shortened week, but all three indexes up substantially, with the Dow Jones Industrial gaining 162 points to 39,331. The S&P 500 finished above 5,500 for the first time at 5,509, and the NASDAQ finished at 1,828, up 149.
Very nice. All righty, moving on to some sports headlines here. Joe, I'm sure you've heard about some of the stuff that was going on yesterday. I mean, I'm talking some bombshell stuff. Klay Thompson going to the Mavericks, breaking up that Warriors big three there. Paul George going to Philly, and James Harden holding on to the Clippers and all that. Or rather, the Clippers holding on to him. So we've got some big moves. Also, Chris Paul going to San Antonio. Well, we've got one to add to that today. Donovan Mitchell agreeing to a three-year, $150.3 million extension with the Cleveland Cavaliers. He averaged 26.6 points a game for them last season, and of course he was pivotal in their playoff appearance that got him to the Eastern Conference semis. I mean, not a bad grab. He was they were questioning if he wanted to stay in Cleveland. I think this seems like he does, at least for the right price. So,
well, what I heard, and I am looking up to see how old he is. He's 27.
Yeah, he's got some time.
The reason that it's basically a mathing here, by signing this 3-year deal, he will be at the age of 30, be eligible. And I don't get NBA contracts or how that works, but apparently by signing this deal at the age of 30, he will then be eligible for the kind of like the 5-year super max deal, kind of like Tatum just got, where it'll be around like 300 something million. So I guess he's saying like, look, I've seen enough from Cleveland. I like what they're doing, but this gets me to a larger bite of the apple quicker.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, there, as you said, there's probably some financial strategizing there for sure on his part. In the NHL, Lightning defenseman Victor Hedman. My goodness, my voice just said bye-bye. Lightning defenseman Victor Hedman returning to Tampa Bay on a 4-year, $32 million contract. The 33-year-old has spent his entire NHL career in Tampa Bay. And, I mean, especially with Steven Stamkos, the center for Tampa Bay, confirmed to be joining the Nashville Predators yesterday. That's definitely a much-needed return for the Lightning there. Some MLB stuff. We do have a game getting underway any minute now. Marlins versus Red Sox. That game was scheduled to get underway at 5:40. It's now 5:42. That's going to be followed by Braves versus Giants at 6:20. So we'll give score updates on those in hour 3. Then it's going to be Phillies at Cubs at 7:05 and Rays at Royals at 7:10. The former of those two games, Phillies at Cubs, is going to be on TBS. Let's see. We also have Wimbledon going on. This is a pretty big story here. Markéta Vondrousova was eliminated 6-4, 6-2 today by Jessica Buzas Monero. The loss makes Vondrousova, a Grand Slam winner last July, the first defending women's champion at Wimbledon to be first-rounded the following year since 1994. And, Joe, you mentioned a pretty good point. This is great news for Coco Gauff.
Correct? Well, it's great news because, obviously, the number one defending winner is out. But also, the 3-seed Aryna Sabalenka, one of the heavy favorites, she had to withdraw because of a shoulder injury. So now Coco is, I would think, in prime position to really challenge for Wimbledon title.
Yeah, no, she should be one of the favorites at this point, especially. And then we've got 16 former men's college basketball players. They have sued the NCAA for continuing to freely use their NIL, name, image, and likeness, for March Madness promotion. So, of course, if you've watched March Madness any year, you probably see these old, like, action shots of these great buzzer beaters, right, or any great play like that. Well, that's those players being used, and they are not getting paid for that. They played in a time where they weren't allowed to get paid for that. So now they're coming forward and saying, hey, this is legal now, so where's our money? Yeah. Some of these players include NBA champions Mario Chalmers from Kansas and Jason Terry from Arizona. I put a segment in here to speak on it briefly, but, I mean, there's not much to say. This is just something that we kind of expected would happen with the NIL changing like it has.
Yeah, and, I mean, there's still so many unanswered questions about NIL, and I know that there's some sort of a big agreement that was passed, I think, a couple months ago, where the NCAA is even going back a certain number of years to pay college athletes, and who knows what that amount will be or whatever. But I guess my question is, you know, where does this end? Because are athletes from the 60s and the 70s that may have been used in some sort of NCAA promotional bulletin or a TV guide or
even just
whatever.
A poster.
Yeah, a poster, you know, but interesting.
Yeah, no, they're going to have to draw a line somewhere, and I'm sure people on the other side of that line are going to be upset about it eventually. 5:45 on the nose, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Look at that. All righty, Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still giving us some troubles at this time. Same thing with the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and on Pensacola Boulevard, if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road there as well, we've got some issues still lingering just a tad. Then it's going to be North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10, and maybe a little, very little bit on Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. The last major spots are going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87.
Mostly clear skies overnight with warm weather and lows in the upper 70s to low 80s along the coast. There is a chance for an overnight shower or a thunderstorm. In fact, during the day Wednesday, pretty good chance for some early rain during the first half of the day, morning hours. Look for showers and thunderstorms to move through and then move out by the afternoon. High temps, though, will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. And as we head through the 4th of July holiday, well, on the 4th, we've got a 40% chance for just a pop-up shower or storm, and it's going to be hot. We might see some highs rising up into the mid-90s, and it'll feel like it's in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All righty. Thank you very much, Alan. Getting a look at some health, business, and science notes here. Apparently, spending time each day somewhere warm, like a sauna or the panhandle, could help older people fight obesity and insulin resistance. A new study that looked at older female mice found those that spent 30 minutes a day with a whole body heat treatment gained less weight and showed improved use of insulin, which helps control blood sugar. The findings were presented at the annual meeting of the American Society for Nutrition.
Well, I guess that's good news for me, right? Because I'm old and I'm obese, so I can just go. I can just go lay out in the sun in the nude, and that will help fight obesity and insulin.
But also, you're not a female and you're not a mouse.
Oh, okay. So
there's always a catch, Joe. But it's worth a shot. Why not?
Paramount is looking for a streaming partner to merge Paramount Plus. Here's Tammy Trujillo with more.
Sources say Warner Brothers Discovery is interested in merging Max and Paramount Plus, its money-losing service. If the company is successful in reaching a deal, it could start a new wave of streaming partnerships that could put the media industry on more secure ground. Combining Paramount Plus with Max in particular could boost both services and allow them to be more competitive with Netflix and Disney. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And just on the last story that I did, at least, we were talking about the hot weather and stuff. And, of course, Alan Strom is reminding us of it about every 10 minutes. But President Biden has something to say about it. He's rolling out new measures to counter extreme weather.
Ignoring climate change is deadly and dangerous and irresponsible. These climate-fueled extreme weather events don't just affect people's lives. They also cost money. They hurt the economy.
Biden announced proposed rules to protect millions of workers exposed to dangerous heat while on the job. The move would require employers to provide rest areas and water when the heat index reaches 80 degrees or higher. So yeah. Year-round water and rest areas for us Floridians.
Absolutely. 4th of July, just a couple of days away, so prime time for fireworks stands and, unfortunately, fireworks injuries.
Sparklers can reach up to 2,000 degrees, which can cause significant burns to eyes, hands, feet, whenever kids drop from on their feet.
And health experts say they're frustrated by advertisements for sparklers, which makes them look safe. They say every year they get slammed with people hurt by fireworks. Most serious cases, people are losing fingers when they go off in their hand. The best plan is to go see the professionals do it.
Yeah, isn't it, what's the guy's name? Is it Jason Pierre-Paul?
The guy the Giants player.
Yeah. I think he lost a couple of his fingers. I mean, it's just, it's a terrible situation. And yeah, please be careful. They always say, hey, kids, be careful, but obviously adults too. Some pop culture notes here. Jamie Foxx has still not revealed the major health emergency that he suffered last year, but someone took video of him talking about it during a candid moment in downtown Phoenix, and it gives us just a little more insight. Jamie said it started with a bad headache. He asked a friend for an Advil, and before he knew it, quote, I was gone for 20 days. He says he doesn't remember anything from that period, and he said a doctor told him there was, quote, something going on in his head. But he added, quote, I won't say it on camera, and that's all we got. Very, very weird stuff there.
Austin texted me on Sunday night. He said he was watching the BET Awards, something that he makes a habit of doing each year. And he said,
you know,
bro, can you believe this? I says, no, Austin, what happened? He says, so I'm watching the BET Awards like I do every year. And they do the memoriam segment, right, where they talk about,
right,
or they will put up like a photo of people who passed away between the year in the last year.
To honor the beloved and lost.
That's right. Well, one of the people that they honored was O.J. Simpson. Interesting decision there. And as you can imagine, the families of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman did not agree with that. Ron's father, Fred Goldman, saying, quote, I think they shouldn't include anyone of that caliber, a wife beater murderer. I can't imagine why they would include someone like that.
Yeah. I mean, and Joe, you mentioned this, especially with how O.J. Simpson didn't really embrace, like, his career and image didn't really embrace, like, a black empowerment or...
No, he was very much like, I mean, the social circles that he frequented in was very much a high class and often white type of crowd.
Right.
And that was one of the main points and why the trial was so interesting in how it became a black versus white thing, because the O.J. defense, Johnny Cochran and the his defense would, I don't know if go out of their way would be the right phrase, but they made it very, went to great efforts to paint him as somebody that would have been familiar and grew up and was around the black L.A. culture, which is not how he grew up and lived his life. So
right. I mean, I don't know. That's a very it's a bold move. As I said, I know that everyone has their opinions on the Ron and Nicole thing. And
you know, if they didn't that do that, if they didn't include OJ, I'm not sure that there's a bunch of people
who would have asked
beating on their door saying, "Hey, where's OJ? Yeah. What happened?
Where's since?" I mean, there are people that would say it, but yeah, this is definitely going to turn more heads in a bad way. Lastly, here, very quick, Gru and his minions are expected to take over the box office this weekend. Despicable Me 4 is predicted to bring in between $100 and $125 million in its first 5 days over the 4th of July weekend. The animated film will hit theaters on Wednesday, and it will likely overtake Pixar's Inside Out 2, which has taken the top spot at the box office in each of the 3 weekends since its release. 5:52, we will take one last quick break here. When we return, some wacky stories, good news, and one last quick check at the roads of roads and weather, of course. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know that the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 12th of July. This special broadcast is presented by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. It's The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15. On News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked a lot about the Supreme Court ruling that said that there is unqualified total immunity for presidents acting within their core powers. There is presumptive immunity for presidents acting in their peripheral powers. And there's no immunity at all for presidents acting on personal matters that are not within the scope of their powers as the president. We also talked with Sheriff Simmons about several important cases that have happened recently and graduating the third female Blazer Academy. You can listen to those segments at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. 5:55 on the dot. Just in time for one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see what we got here. We do have an accident report. This is going to be at the intersection or near the intersection of North Davis Highway and Brent Lane, but it doesn't appear to be causing much, if any, backups. Also have some backups on North Davis if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. A lot of the issues that we had on Blue Angel Parkway, Gulf Beach Highway, Pensacola Boulevard, Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile, all of these areas have seemingly cleared out. And we also don't have much going on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. So the only major spot is going to be Navarre Parkway, and that's if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much.
Mostly clear skies overnight with warm weather and lows in the upper 70s to low 80s along the coast. There is a chance for an overnight shower or a thunderstorm. In fact, during the day Wednesday, pretty good chance for some early rain during the first half of the day, morning hours. Look for showers and thunderstorms to move through and then move out by the afternoon. High temps, though, will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. And as we head through the 4th of July holiday, well, on the 4th, we've got a 40% chance for just a pop-up shower or storm, and it's going to be hot. We might see some highs rising up into the mid-90s, and it'll feel like it's in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All righty, getting into some wacky and weird stories here. All right, so, you know, sometimes people, couples, try to be intimate, right?
Sure,
young
sure.
Young and in love, taking yes. the world by the tail, all right. that stuff. Well, sometimes people just aren't in the mood. And that was the case with a gentleman in Florida. A 22-year-old Florida woman named Jillian was arrested on Sunday after her boyfriend just refused to cuddle, and she bit him in the face. Cops say it all started Saturday night when she tried to engage in some physical intimacy, and he just wasn't interested. They say that she got rejected again the next morning when she continually tried to cuddle with him. Then things got physical, but not in the way she had planned. She allegedly yanked his chest hair, scratched his face, bit him on the forehead, as we said earlier, and broke his phone. She is now facing charges for misdemeanor, domestic battery, and a judge ordered her to have no contact with the boyfriend.
All right. Yeah, I think there is going to be an uptick in episodes like this, perhaps not to the extent that she went, but you're going to have a lot of men between the ages of 20 and 45 later on this month not going to be in the mood to cuddle, because we are going to be up to our eyeballs in recruiting on our NCAA football 25 dynasties.
Right.
So yeah. my wife has already been informed.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we talked about it last hour, that dynasty deep dive that they did. Yes. It was about a 6-minute video giving an update on what that game mode is going to entail. And they were talking about conference realignment. That's something I'm really happy about, how immersive that is.
Yeah.
It seemed, because, see, back in the day, it's like, back in my day, the youngins nowadays don't get it. Back in our day, I think when you took a team out of a conference, you had to replace it with somebody.
Correct.
See, now you don't have to do that, I don't believe. So it's like, it's all the more immersive and, quite frankly, realistic. So I don't know. I'll put Wake in like the MAC
all
or
of
something.
The Florida State fans that are getting the game, are they going to go ahead and just move FSU over to the Big Ten or SEC? Or are they going to stick it out?
I think they're going to do anything that just gets them in the playoff, because, I mean, even in reality, they're not guaranteed that. So, yeah, no, Florida State definitely has some demons to get out when they play the game in just a couple of weeks. Also, in our wacky and weird stories here, Cup Noodles has just debuted a new flavor, and it'll be available at Walmart this summer. It's s'mores-flavored ramen, yeah.
All right.
They describe the taste as a blend of decadent chocolate, marshmallow, and graham cracker flavors with a smoky note. They suggest topping it with crushed up graham crackers and mini marshmallows. Are you interested, my friend?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I can tell you had to cough there, and you just shook your head. Nope, no, I'm not. Do you have a good news story for us, or should I do that?
Sure. YouTuber Mr. Beast is in the news again. This time he built 100 homes and gave them away to impoverished people in Jamaica, El Salvador, and Argentina. He says he hopes to eventually do 1,000 of them. So yeah. Very cool.
Oh, no, that's an awesome note there. Very wholesome guy. Alrighty, just about 6 o'clock, WEAR Top of Hour News coming up. When we return, everything going on in your world today, at least for Hour 3, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.